This is the Steve Gruber Show on MTN.
Baby.
Bill Maher was warning against getting pucker face on Friday during part of that program that we shared with you earlier, which is cute. You know, Tucker face is that confused look, you know. Anyhow, Tucker Carlson, often the number one rated program on cable television. But as you probably remember, he has been targeted by Antifa. They surrounded his house, chanting at his house. "We will fight. We know where you sleep at night," trying to intimidate his wife and children when Tucker was away, terrorizing these people, trying to get these people to sit down and shut up. Tucker Carlson being attacked by Media Matters for America, a far-left group that, you know, contends it's out there for justice and media, but really it's only justice for one side. Joining me now, Larry Ward, organizer for the Stand with Tucker Coalition and the president of Constitutional Rights PAC. Larry, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, you know, I watched a couple of these episodes where Tucker basically says, "I'm not going to apologize to these people, and I'm not going to back down, and I'm not going to run away, and I don't care what they have to say. These people are terrible individuals, and I will not be intimidated." And God bless him for doing it.
Oh, absolutely! They picked on the wrong guy this time, and I'm glad Tucker has stood up. But you know, the damage has already been done. There are over a dozen advertisers. Excuse me, who have already backed out and pulled their commercial spots. Now, of course, Fox has backed them so far, but we see after with continued pressure that Fox is in, you know, Fox can be a little bit weak and, you know, pulled Judge Jeanine this weekend from the lineup. So we have to make sure that Fox understands that we back Tucker Carlson and we back Judge Jeanine, and that we do not want to cower to this left-wing scam, because it is a scam. This, let's be very clear. You had mentioned Antifa. Antifa is funded by the same organization, the same person and groups that fund Media Matters, that fund SPLC. This is all Soros-backed and his cronies, and it's a ploy.
You know, let me ask you this. This is important, Larry. Let me jump in here, because George Soros has been banned in Hungary. He's not allowed to have political organizations in Hungary, banned from the place that he was born, banned from his, you know, where he comes from. Why do we allow, you know, we complain, we being the left primarily, complains about money in politics and all of these problems and too much influence from outside money. And so nobody has more outside money and influence than people like George Soros. I mean, they dump literally tens of millions of dollars into these races and so forth. Why don't we clamor about reducing that money?
Well, you're exactly right. And George Soros has made his money by destroying other countries. He shorts countries. It's exactly what he does. He drives down the economy in these countries, and he makes money on the short. And look, at the end of the day, Media Matters is nothing more than Antifa with a bigger budget. So when Media Matters points the spear at one of our conservative voices like Tucker or Judge Jeanine or, you know, Bill O'Reilly or Hannity or any of these guys, you know, it goes well beyond the big names. You know, I've been targeted by Media Matters, I'm sure.
Well, look at yourself, Larry. I mean, of course you've been targeted. Look at yourself.
I'm a terrible human being, according to
clearly.
But that's okay. Because that just means I'm not a terrible human being.
Well, exactly.
I mean, Tucker's not a terrible human being. But here's the thing. Here's how the scam works, and we got to be very clear that this is a scam. So, just like the Obama administration weaponized government, the way he did it he put politically motivated people at the top of these agencies, like the IRS, like the FBI, like like the Homeland Security, all of these agencies that targeted conservatives. So you remember back in the Obama administration,
sure.
You know, they targeted conservatives so they couldn't get 501c3s. They targeted the Trump administration by spying on them in the FBI and the CIA. Politically motivated people at the top of these agencies. Well, they're doing the same things in corporate America. They're putting these people on the boards, these former Obama administration officials on the boards. They're putting Soros-tied people on the boards of these major corporations, And when Media Matters points a spear at them, it's like a dog whistle. It awakens the liberal sleeper cells in corporate America.
Let me ask you this, though. I mean, here's the bottom line is this. Tucker Carlson's program is highly rated. I don't think Fox News is losing a nickel on that program any given night. Maybe a tiny little bit. But okay, 10 sponsors say, well, I don't want to be on that specific program. It's not like they left Fox News. And so you reshuffle the deck and you put other people over there. I don't think that Tucker Carlson is losing money for the network.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But it's a PR thing, right? So you get these people who ruffle feathers, and then all of a sudden Fox goes, well, you know, that's 10, 12, 14. How many are we gonna lose here? And they buckle. Fox is in business to make money, and they don't want to alienate all of their customers. So they put all this pressure on Fox or whatever organization, and eventually, with enough pressure and enough money being threatened to be pulled, they start to waver. And, you know, what we're saying is, you know, don't waver. We cannot fall for this scam again. It's time and time again that conservative voices are silenced. And why are they silenced? Because liberals can't win a debate. Because Tucker Carlson makes them look foolish night after night after night after night. Why? Not because he calls them names. He doesn't call them racists or gender phobes or whatever term the liberals use. He lets them speak, and they make themselves look foolish. And
they do. I've always wondered about that. How does he do that, by the way? Maybe you can give me some inside track on that, Larry, because he brings in these people that make themselves look foolish just by talking. And I do that some here. But, man, he just gets them to just come in and they sacrifice themselves right there on the altar of stupidity. It's baffling.
And they can't help themselves.
Yeah, it's crazy. But I don't know how he does it. How does he convince them? Do they think they're going to come out and take him to school? I don't understand.
Yep. Oh, it's arrogance. I mean, the liberals, you see the trolls on social media. They are arrogant. They think they know it all. They think that because Trump is president, you know, anything they say will be cheered, and it's ridiculous. I mean, and so he lets them come on, and he asks them usually a question that they have no answer to. And it's usually why.
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? And they go ahead and speak. And of course, you know, they have no real coherent thought.
Yeah, there you go. Well, you know, Larry, we'll see what happens. Tucker Carlson, I mean, they have not pulled him, nor should they. Okay, he went on a shock jock show 10 years ago and said shock jock things. And so what? I'll give you the last word.
Well, please, go to standwithtucker.com, sign the petition. We need as many people. We're looking to get 100,000 people to send to Fox News. Right now we have about 32,000 people who have signed our petition. We need 100,000 people. We want to send 100,000 names to Fox and to every advertiser who bailed and let them know that there is another side and that we're coming after them.
All right, fair enough. Larry, greatly appreciate you being here.
Oh, thanks for having me.
There you have it. Larry Ward, everybody, organizer of Stand With Tucker Coalition. You've got all the directions where you need to be right there. Appreciate you being here. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers all across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. Now, straight ahead here on the program, Rich Studley will be here from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. We're going to see where we are on this gas tax increase proposal, the proposal to increase tax on small businesses. And what about car insurance? Are we ever going to get it under control price-wise? Stick with us. That's all coming up straight ahead right here on the Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Jim Holcomb, Executive Vice President of the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. A crucial role of the Michigan Chamber is to listen to our members, gain an understanding of their business challenges, and provide real solutions to help them succeed. For the past 60 years, the Michigan Chamber has delivered powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members who represent over 1 million employees across the state. As a member-driven organization, we keep our members at the center of all we do. We are proud to be the leading voice of business in Michigan. And together, we can make a difference to ensure Michigan is the best place to create jobs and support free enterprise.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
Hey, parents. Finding it hard to communicate with kids in today's world of ever-changing slang?
Hi, son.
Excuse me?
Introducing the Communicizer. Just strap non-toxic Communicizer to your mouth and go from boring old man speak.
Oh, you know, I'm here if you want to talk.
To 100% off the chain.
Text me whenever, yo.
It's that easy.
Thanks to Communicizer, I'm relevant to my kids again. I mean, I'll fly, boo.
And now when you buy Communicizer, you get the auto-tune attachment free. Sounds so hip-hop, your kids will want to talk to you for hours.
I used to have to walk 3 miles uphill to school every morning, shorty.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son.
Communicizer is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
You were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine. Not really.